American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your activities booklet to tape 1D. Look at figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences. General. General. He didn't cover the subject thoroughly. He kept the discussion very general. Knowledge. Knowledge. His knowledge and understanding of the machinery and how it worked surprised us all. Sand. Sand. We brought home a lot of sand in our clothes from our trip to the beach. Specific. Specific. The captain wanted exact information. He asked for specific details. Spouse. Spouse. My sister's spouse is my brother-in-law. Now look at figure 2. Listen to the paragraphs. First, just listen.
I met Jim a long time ago. I don't remember the specific year, but we were still in college. We met at the beach when a group of us were playing ball on the sand, and we have been friends ever since. After college, we worked for the same company. Jim left the company and started his own business. 10 years later, I, too, started my own company. I had the general idea that I wanted to do this for a long time, and seeing Jim doing well helped me make up my mind. Jim had a lot of knowledge about business by that time, and he often helped me. When he got married and I got married, we were afraid that our spouses might not be tolerant of our friendship, but we were wrong. Our wives get along with each other very well. It could be said that we have a very good relationship both in business and in our daily lives. We keep up with each other by getting together at least once a month.
Listen to the paragraphs again and write in the missing words.
I met Jim a long time ago. I don't remember the specific year. But we were still in college. We met at the beach when a group of us were playing ball on the sand. And we have been friends ever since. After college, we worked for the same company. Jim left the company and started his own business. 10 years later, I, too, started my own company. I had the general idea that I wanted to do this for a long time. And seeing Jim doing well helped me make up my mind. Jim had a lot of knowledge about business by that time, and he often helped me. When he got married and I got married, we were afraid that our spouses might not be tolerant of our friendship. But we were wrong. Our wives get along with each other very well. It could be said that we have a very good relationship. Both in business and in our daily lives. We keep up with each other by getting together at least once a month.
When this tape is finished, turn to the answer page and check the words you have written. Now look at Figure 3. Listen to a phrase. Write the phrase in Figure 3. Number 1. Care about. Repeat. He doesn't seem to care about what happens. Number 2. Sign out. Repeat. Did he sign out last night? Number 3. Rely on. Repeat. Rolf can't be relied on. Number 4. Get on. Repeat. You can't get on the base without an ID. Number 5. Be up for. Repeat. Mr. Pace is up for election. Number 6. End up. Repeat. How did the movie end up? Number 7. Get in. Repeat. Hank's plane got in at noon. Number 8. Go over. Repeat. Did the instructor go over the lesson with you? Number 9. Drop in. Repeat. Pete didn't drop in, though he said he would. Number 10. Get off. Repeat. I get off work at the same time every day. Look at Figure 4. Listen to a situation. Select the correct warning. Look at the example. A friend is moving into a new apartment. He has his things packed in big boxes. He starts to lift one of the boxes. What would you tell him? The answer is A. Repeat. Be careful how you lift heavy things. Now listen and select the warning. Number 1. You see a young man running down the stairs, carrying a big box that he can't see over. What would you call out to him? The answer is A. Repeat. Look out, you'll fall. Number two. You see a friend starting to use a machine he's removed the guard from. What would you tell him? The answer is B. Repeat. The guard is there for your protection. Number three. Your friend is planning to drive without stopping on a long trip. What would you tell him? The answer is B. Repeat. Be sure to stop for short rests regularly. Number four. Your roommate gets in bed and reaches for a cigarette. What would you say? The answer is B. Repeat. Don't smoke in bed. Number five. You see your friend putting many plugs in one electrical outlet. What would you tell him? The answer is A. Repeat. Use only safe electrical equipment. Number six. Your friend is going to be out in the sun in the heat of the day. What would you tell him? The answer is B. Repeat. Be sure to wear a hat and take water with you. Number seven. You walk in the kitchen and see your roommate reaching for a smoking pan on the stove without any hand protection. What would you call out to her? The answer is A. Repeat. Look out, you'll burn yourself. Number eight. You see a friend about to step up on a chair with wheels in order to reach a box on a high shelf. What would you say to him? The answer is B. Repeat. You'd better get a ladder. Look at figure five. Listen to a dialogue and a question. Circle A, B, or C to answer the question. Number one.
I'm through with physics, but now I have economics.
Me too. And I'm so tired I could go to sleep sitting up.
What are they doing? Number two.
Can you see anything at all?
Not even the front end of the car. Visibility must be zero.
What are they doing? Number three.
He said it would rain tomorrow.
Yes, but it sounded good for the weekend.
What were they listening to? Number four.
We can't keep him. He can't get along with any of the other employees.
I agree. We just can't have him working here any longer.
What are they going to do? Number five.
The force of the wind was hard to believe.
It tore up trees and houses.
What are they talking about? Number 6.
I'll drop these off today after work. They have one day's service, so I can pick them up tomorrow.
Good. Oh, and don't forget to take my red blouse, too.
Where is the man going after work? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is A. They are studying. Number 2 is C. They are driving in the fog. Number 3 is C. They were listening to the weather forecast. Number 4 is B. They are going to fire him from the job. Number 5 is A. They are talking about a tornado. Number 6 is C. The man is going to the cleaners after work. Look at figure 6. Listen to a phrase. Use the phrase to complete the sentence in figure 6. Number 1. Be back. Repeat. He will be back soon. Number 2. Check out. Repeat. Did they check out of the hotel at noon? Number 3. Hold on. Repeat. Agnes told the caller to hold on. Number 4. Go back. Repeat. Ali goes back to his home once a year. Number 5. Take off. Repeat. When did their plane take off? Number 6. Work out. Repeat. Does Brian work out every day? Number 7. Drop by. Repeat. Carl didn't drop by after work. Number 8. Get together. Repeat. Can we get together next week? Number 9. Lie down. Repeat. The doctor told David to lie down. Number 10. Clear up. Repeat. When do you think the weather will clear up? Number 11. Work on. Repeat. The mechanic didn't work on the car. Number 12. Run into. Repeat. Who did you run into downtown? Number 13. Insist on. Repeat. Edith didn't insist on our being there. Number 14. Drop off. Repeat. Did Faye drop off during the meeting? This is the end of tape 1D, book 19.